Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We're broadcast all over the world on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. Today, I am so pleased to introduce to you guys Cassandra Hill. She empowers Black women to become their best selves through her work as a Christian holistic wellness influencer, speaker, and best-selling author who has published 4 books on Amazon. You should check them out. Her mission is to guide and empower women to excel in business and their careers. She strives to revolutionize self-care by educating women to embrace holistic methods, enhancing their physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Women who work in stressful corporate environments or who manage teams dedicate, you know, a lot of their energy towards uplifting others that they may lose themselves in the process. So her life's calling is to partner with women like you to help manage feelings of burnout, autoimmune diseases, emotional trauma, or other chronic health conditions that are holding you back from feeling your best. Her path as a coach started as a personal journey. She was diagnosed with systemic lupus as well as other autoimmune conditions in 2014. With a master's degree in gerontology and 10 years of experience, her illness would make her a student yet again. She became frustrated with lupus and it motivated her to take courses in the health and wellness space and carefully apply what she learned to her own life to help combat her illness. This practice was life-altering, and now she's lived in remission, thank God, lived in remission from systemic lupus for over 5 years. What a testimony. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others, none other than Cassandra Hill. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So, man, I have to ask you this, what is gerontology?
Oh, wow. I get that question quite a bit. It is the study of aging. And so it focuses on the older adult population, looking at their overall health, physical as well as psychological health.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, this journey that you've been on to be in remission from lupus, that's a powerful testimony. How did you achieve that?
You know, knowledge is power. That's pretty cliche quote, but knowledge is power. When you learn how to advocate for yourself, it changes the game. And for me, when I learned best practices of alternative health methods and applied them to my life, physically and emotionally, I transform. I became a new person.
Oh, wow. I definitely know you're telling the truth, because before I met my soul coach, Dr. Janine Staples, there were so many things that I thought I understood about myself, but I didn't understand about myself. And it definitely hampered my ability to stay healthy. So what strategies did you employ to achieve your remission in lupus?
Sure. One, like I mentioned, educating yourself. So once I got the knowledge, doing a detox. Detoxing has become really popular now. And detoxing does have a lot of benefits. For me, it looked like doing a detox in my body physically. Being very careful to the foods and the drinks I put in my body, really important. And also a mental detox. We don't think about that a lot, but, you know, good chance, hint, hint, that any dis-ease that you're having is probably centered around the people you spend the most of your time with.
Well, I know you're telling the truth, because once I cut my ex-husband loose, my life has been so much better.
And I can relate. I can relate. I'm right there with you. I'm a divorcee, and I can honestly say that it makes a difference in your life. The type of energy, that vibrational frequency is so important. The people that you spend, I guarantee you, 3 to 5 people you spend most of your time with, they're either really positive, upbeat, maybe in the middle, or just complete what I call the Debbie Downs.
You know, I laugh because I really didn't, when I was in the relationship, I didn't realize how toxic it was. But now, since I'm in a healthier relationship, I see the difference. It's like night and day. So my next question to you is, you know, something that stood out to me is, you know, burnout. So I know there's been a lot of talk. Like, I just got an email today from another business owner I know, to her list, and she was talking about, you know, do you have a case of the Mondays? Do you feel burnt out? And so how do you, in this age of Zoom and social distancing, and it seems like, you know, once COVID hit, we don't have enough time. It's like, where did all this time go? It's like, it feels like we're sprinting through the day all the time. So how can we mitigate and manage feelings of burnout?
You know, having that time just for you, doing those activities that bring you pleasure, that bring you joy. For me, what that looks like within my business, I have 3 days that I work with clients. Those are my coaching days, and it's a hard cutoff. For me, it looks like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Those are the days I see clients. If you cannot get in that schedule, we're not a fit. So just setting those hard deadlines and knowing that your self-care matters and it's important, finding those daily activities. I know for a lot of us women, we have our spa days, our mani-pedis, but we're not doing that every single day. So I'm not saying don't do that. Pamper yourself, yes, but find those activities that you could do on a daily basis that bring you peace of mind, serenity. Take that time out of your schedule. And the people in your life, the people who are meant to be in your circle, in your community, they will understand and will support you in that and hold you accountable as well.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you know, when you got your diagnosis of lupus, and, you know, I know that it could be, you know, disheartening, you know, because when I got diagnosed with manic depression or bipolar many, many years ago, it really rocked my world. So how did you wrap your mind around, you know, having this, you know, health challenge? Because as you're an entrepreneur aging, you're not 20 something, you know, you can't do those all nighters and everything else. You have to really pace yourself and take care of yourself. So how do you have the right perspective of your work and yourself and your family, and just achieve some kind of a perspective?
You know, for me, my faith played a huge role in that. I just knew to trust God and that He will bring me through it. Actually, when I was diagnosed with systemic lupus, for many years, I went misdiagnosed. I actually first started having symptoms, believe it or not, as an undergraduate student. So a young person went straight from high school into undergrad and was having these challenges with my health. And doctors always thought I had anemia, you know, thought I was anemic. And so by the time that I actually got the diagnoses, it felt good to have an answer to what that was really going on. Yeah. Because I knew it wasn't, I knew that, okay, yes, I may be anemic, but it's a Band-Aid on a larger problem. Right. So for me, I knew even for all those years that even when not knowing, God still kept me. So just having that faith and knowing that my plan, it's going to look a little different from the plan God has for my life, you know, because I'll be honest with you. I know for me, you don't expect to go to college, get degrees, start your career. You know, I had a master's degree and I had planned on even going back for additional education. So I thought that was going to be my life, having this career in corporate America. However, his plan was different. And honestly, his plan allows me to pursue my passion, my dream on a whole nother level. So just trust and believe and know that the best days are in front of you.
Right. So this is the SEO Queen Tech Show. So I want to ask you some questions about your digital marketing. So you shared with us that your coaching clients are mainly on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. How have you been able to connect with your ideal clients online?
Oh, wow. You know, find the tribe that works for you. A lot of people harp on, say, this platform is it, this platform is it. Honestly, what's worked for me, my biggest following ever is on Pinterest. I have a huge audience on Pinterest. I think I'm
Hold up. Your biggest audience is on what?
Pinterest. I have.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Girl, tell me how you discovered that. You're the first entrepreneur I've ever talked to who's understood the power of Pinterest. I tell people all the time, get on Pinterest. Okay. I want you to break that thing down.
Yes, I have like a million people who come to my page every single month on Pinterest. And it's just a matter of giving people what they need. Right now, my ideal audience is women who are in business, maybe in career, who's in that executive spot. They're taking care of kids, family, all. Yeah, they have a lot on their plate. So they're looking for quick recipes. They might be looking for smoothie recipes. They might be looking for tools to help them with their mindset so they can perform their best in business. And I share that knowledge. And if you do something long enough and you're consistent with it, people will respond. It's a long-term game plan. A lot of times as entrepreneurs, we'll try something for maybe a week, 2 weeks tops, and nothing happens. And we're like, oh my goodness, this not working. Be consistent with it. Keep putting in that work. Keep providing value. And eventually you'll be amazed with the results.
Wow. I'm just jumping up and down inside because I mean, you just came through with the good. Oh my gosh, Pinterest. And you know, everybody who's listening to this, I just went to Cassandra Hill's Pinterest page and yes, ma'am, she is getting 1 million views per month. Yes. Yes. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. It's happening. It's yeah, that's real.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's a warm place for me. Another place, Instagram. I've really been working hard this year to grow my Instagram and reach people. I'm not so a million there. But yes, you just find where your community hangs out, and that's going to look different based on the type of business you have. But I know for me and what I do, mm-hmm. Instagram is a place where women go and they'll stroll and they'll look at whether it's fashion, makeup tutorials, you know, all of that is on Instagram. So if that's where they are, that's where I am, able to provide information that's going to help them show up as their best self.
Oh, that's just awesome. I love your spirit. And, you know, I have to share with everybody that if you're on the SEO Queen email list, I look at the stats every day. I'm obsessed with my email list. And the name that always pops up is Cassandra. She opens every email. So I called her the other day and I was talking to her and yes, ma'am, I just love your spirit. It's like, I felt it through cyberspace calling me.
Well, thank you. You know, I must say this, I know your audience, primarily business owners, know your why in business. Because there's going to be a day in your business, probably going to be more than a day. It's probably going to be happening throughout your business lifespan. You're going to be ready to throw in the towel, call it a day, say, forget this. Know your why, because when you remember your why, for me, my why is ending healthcare disparities among minority women. That's my why. And because that's my why, and that is a really big why, mm-hmm. I know that I have to absorb. It's not that I have to, I want to absorb as much information as possible because someone, somewhere, there's a woman who's dependent on me. Just me.
Right.
So know your why and go full throttle.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So Cassandra, like, you've written 4 books and I have to read these book titles to you guys. He Restoreth My Soul, A Triumph Through Adversity. Healing at the Throne, Holistic Healing Common Herbs and Essential Oils to Improve Your Health, Aging with Essential Oils. These are all on Amazon.com. And I'm going to make sure we put this up on SEOQueen.com when you go to the podcast speaker section. We'll have a link to these books as well and also our book club. So you can always go to SEOQueen.com and pick this up. But what inspired you, Cassandra, to write this book? And He Restoreth My Soul, A Triumph Through Adversity. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. That was my first book. And I'll be honest with you. I didn't sit down and say, oh, I'm about to write a book. That's just honest. In 2019, I was a speaker at a conference, Success Women Conference, actually. And Ayanna Van Zandt was the keynote, and it got a whole lot of buzz, as you can imagine. And with me being one of the speakers, I got more media attention than I ever have. since I've been a business owner. And one of the companies that reached out to me happened to be a publishing company that was looking for new authors, and it was a faith-based publishing company. And they were like, you know, are you interested in writing a book? And I was like, sure. It was on my bucket list anyway, you know, just one somebody had planned on doing right at that moment. And I told him, I said, you know what? I have some writings, because I actually, in going through with my health journey, I actually had a few miscarriages along the way. Mm-hmm. Because my body was attacking my babies because they were healthy. Because with an autoimmune disease, what happens, your body doesn't recognize the healthy tissues, so it attacks them. And so with my last miscarriage, one of the things that I started doing just to be cathartic for me, I would write out every day my thoughts, feelings, and would tie it to a scripture, just whatever scripture spoke to me. And so I wrote that day after day, week after week. And after a period of time, I had a lot. I had written quite a bit. And I really just thought that was for me. But when this publisher reached out to me, I said, you know what? I have something that may work. Give me your feedback. And I sent that to the publisher, and literally the next day she was like, this is it. This is a book. This is going to be your first devotional. And if you're really signed on the dotted line. And so really that's how that book came to be. And I think for any writer, once you get that first baby out, it's just like you realize, oh, I have more to share. I have more to give. And so I just kept writing.
Wow. That's incredible. That's incredible. Wow. So, man, that he restores my soul, triumph through adversity. So your next book, Kneeling at the Throne, I assume that one is about, it says prayer journal.
It's a prayer journal.
It's a prayer journal for the everyday woman. So tell me about that.
You know, last year during the pandemic, when the pandemic first started, and even now, it's really stressful for us. And women, we carry a lot. We're nurturers, we're caregivers. And I knew for a lot of us women that we're busy working from home, running a business, career. And then on top of that, if you have children, oh my goodness, now you're a teacher. And so I knew that for us to get through this, that you had to have a release. And writing your prayers out is so healing. And it also serves as a record. You know, you think back, honestly, before we got on this online platform, I was just writing out a prayer to God, because, you know, sometimes you have a dream, you have a goal, and it's so big and it takes some time to birth. And so you have that journal and you can look back to where, you know, I prayed to God for this. I asked God to grant this desire of my heart, and look, 6 months later, a year later, or 5 years later, however long it takes for him to birth that thing out, you have that memory.
It really
helps you staying motivated to know that he always comes through for you.
Yes, he does. God is awesome. So I want to ask you, what are three things that you would tell an entrepreneur? Three secrets to success, three tips for success. Mm-hmm. What three things would you want to share? What three, you know, pieces of wisdom would you, or golden nuggets would you share?
Yeah. Number one, be willing to invest in yourself. You are your best asset. Investing in yourself might mean taking LinkedIn courses or whatever platform works for you, but educating yourself on best practices on operating a business. Even if you do come from a corporate world like myself, corporate America is not the same as running your own business. So be willing to invest in yourself, educate yourself, be willing to do that and know that you're worth it. That's number one. Second thing, getting a support team, getting that accountability team. Your vision, if it's big enough, you cannot do it by yourself. You cannot do it. If it's something you could do by yourself, that just means it's not big enough. Because when you're, I'm just being real with you, see. If you can do it by yourself, like if I want to tie my shoes, I don't need to ask anyone to do that for me. I can do that myself. But my goal to end healthcare disparities among minority women, guess what? I cannot do that by myself. So I'm going to have to team with other organizations, individuals who know that this is important and that this matters, you know. So find that community, find that tribe who is going to support you. One, they're going to help you in making those dreams a reality. And two, they'll be able to help you stay motivated. And hopefully you can do the same for them, whereas to a typical relationship. So getting that tribe is really, really important. And then I think lastly, as an entrepreneur, learning sales, marketing, how to operate a business, business credit, all of those things. Your business, you're a part of it, but your business is not you. So set it up for success, having those foundational pieces. Right now, we live in an online world. So having that CRM to communicate with your ideal target audience, and once they become a part of your tribe, using tools to help you. Guess what? That Pinterest, those posts, do you think I have enough time in my day to just every day carve out time to post all those pins on Pinterest? No, I don't. So scheduler, whatever works for you. For me, I use Later, Twitter Mirror. You just find what platform works for you. But getting those systems and automation in place, that's going to help you free up your time and get that online presence, which is mandatory in the time we're living in.
Well, I love it. And, you know, Cassandra Hill, you came with the goods on the SEO Queen Tech Show. Woo, you dropped some nuggets. I'm just very pleased to hear all the great things that you had to share about Pinterest. As the SEO Queen Tech Show, we're one of the top 20 SEO podcasts by as designated by Feedspot.com. And so you did not disappoint with the SEO tips. I tell people all the time, use Pinterest is a great social network, is a great source of backlinks. It will help to boost the visibility of your brand and your website. Mm-hmm. And Cassandra Hill is a living example of that.
Yes. I know a lot of times we get into the hype to where, oh, let me get on, and I don't want to name shame any social media platform, but you know that if you want to be on a social media platform, you feel that's for you, okay, but open up your mind to the possibilities, because literally I know that even in what I do as a Christian holistic wellness influencer and the women that I'm called to serve, and I talk with a lot of women in business, and I ask them, like, especially if you have like a clothing brand or, you know, makeup, you know, is
you on Pinterest? You should totally be on Pinterest if you're doing clothing or especially. And, I mean, the SEO Queen is on Pinterest.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're not on Pinterest? Like, really? Like, you want to spend all your time, and I'm going to go ahead and do it. You want to spend all your time on Facebook?
Yeah. Facebook could be a real time sink if you don't use it right. Like I've known people who had like 5,000 friends and are like close to being homeless. So, you know, it's not about the following. I'm glad you brought this topic up because, you know, common knowledge, you'll hear a lot of coaches say, if you don't have 10,000 followers on Instagram, you won't be able to monetize your Instagram, which is another lie, because there was many years I didn't have more than 10,000 followers and I still were getting clients and collecting checks. So I think it really comes down to the value that you are giving. And also, if you look at people like Kim Kardashian versus Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or other CEOs of other brands and whatnot, their followings aren't as big.
Yeah.
But they're some of the richest people in the world. So you cannot correlate followers with value. You have to correlate value with value.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's
you know, I just had someone tell me that, you know, on my Instagram, I just hit a little over 6,000. And they were like, yeah, you need to do da 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 da.
We have 6,001 now.
And you need to do this and that to get to the 10,000, you know? And I was like, you know what? I want to reach as many people as possible. However, I'm putting out value.
Right.
All day, every day.
Right.
That's, and when you know you're putting out value, when you know, like me, I know health, wellness, faith.
Right.
That's my expertise. No one can take that from me. So keep putting it out, keep putting it out. And you may not have 10,000. You may not be one of those pages that has 20, 30,000 people. And that's okay. You know, because the people that you're called to serve, they will find you.
Right. Right.
Guarantee you. Because here's something else. Instagram, last year during the pandemic, I created a business Instagram page. So I've only been doing it for like a year now. And
So you're telling me you have been doing Instagram for a year and you have 6,001 followers?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I'm telling you.
Go ahead with your bad self, Ms. Cassandra Hill.
Yeah. A friend of mine, so funny, a friend of mine, she's getting healthier and reaching her ideal weight. And she was like, Cassandra, so many people on Instagram, they talk about these diets that don't work and your stuff really works. Why don't you get on Instagram so more people could learn about getting healthy with long-term results? And I told her, I said, you know what? I don't have time for that. I do not have time for another social media platform. And she just stayed in it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a page. Okay, I'm gonna do a page and I'm gonna figure out how to fit this into what I already have going on. But you know what? It turned out to be a really good thing. for me, because I really have been able to connect with people that I may wouldn't otherwise reach online. So
right. That's so funny. Like my friend Michael Muse, he bugged me for a while about starting the podcast. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have my podcast now. Because he kept on bugging me every time I talked to him. He's like, "Are you gonna come on Bashani? Are you gonna come on Bashani? Are you gonna get on the radio? Are you gonna start a show?" And I was like, "Okay, Michael." So I finally took the leap.
Yeah, you just never know in your circle. That's another reason why having that support system is so important, because sometimes people see things in you that you don't see for yourself.
Right.
You know, like,
absolutely.
You just don't, you know.
That is so true. Well, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure to have you on the SEO Queen Tech Show. I was listening to Les Brown. I saw an interview the other day, so it's like in the brain, but yeah.
Yeah, I love me some Les, let me tell you. Every week I'm in his program, actually, and so every week it's like, always can't wait to get that next lesson and hear his voice, because it's like, okay, I'm about to learn something today.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I think I was an undergrad when I saw him speak at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. So he's been doing this for a long time. He's definitely one of the most inspirational, motivational speakers ever. I know when I was like really depressed and going through, I would listen to the greatest speech in the world, and I would listen to that every day. And it slowly but surely got me out of my funk, slowly but surely, among some other things, but it definitely encouraged my spirit.
Yeah. The power of your mind, the power of your mind, let me tell you, if no one has not told you, your mind dictates your life. As a man thinks, so is he. So if you think something long enough, your mind doesn't know if it's real or not real. Your mind doesn't have the capacity to know. So if you think something long enough, it will manifest in the natural.
Right. I believe that.
Here's how you can know that. Have you ever thought, well, I'm thinking about getting a new vehicle and I want a Toyota Camry. Then you leave the house and you're on the road going to wherever, and you come across so many Camrys on the road, and you think, wow, you know, I've seen a lot of Camrys. It's not that the number has changed. They're still, their sales haven't changed that much, but your mind is towards that. You're thinking
right.
So now you notice it. Now the universe is gravitating it towards you.
Right.
Same way in your life. Think it long enough and it will manifest.
Well, on that note, thank you so much, Cassandra Hill, for coming on the SEO Queen Tech Show. You have been listening to Z Scott and my very special guest, Cassandra Hill, who is a Christian wellness and holistic healing coach. And the SEO Queen Tech Show is a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. And we are broadcast on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. Don't forget to visit SEOQueen.com and take advantage of the resources that are on the website. As a SEO technology podcast, we do have a lot of resources on the website, SEOQueen.com. We have 101 ways to improve your marketing and sales, 40 steps to Google Page One. And if you want to book an appointment with me to chat with me about your next grader with your search engine optimization, please feel free to reach out. Again, you can connect with us at SEOQueen.com. Or if you want to text us, you can text us at 562-378-4054. Again, that's 562 378-4054. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. No traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.